Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, here on
On Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical Engineer Frank is ready to go. I'm ready to go. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about, for the first little bit, a drug therapy they want to prescribe for healthy people. We got some other things in our quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer, seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. Yeah, when you have a relationship with the Lord, you talk to him every day. So here in Romans 6, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Then if we go to Titus 1, it says, "In the hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the worlds began." That's right. So you take that eternal promise all the way to the new kingdom of God, the new Jerusalem, if you want to, and I hope you want to. So seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. It grows short because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so I do want to warn you that the quack report is a bit depressing. It's all about the COVID stuff. Ugh. Anyway, trying to get away from it, but some information you got to hear. CDC whistleblowers say COVID vaccines have already killed 50,000 plus Americans. Peter McCullough, also one of the most highly cited physicians, said that the COVID-19 has put out an explosive new way of, I guess, killing people.
Yeah.
It's not the virus per se. He's talking about the vaccine. He says he doesn't really call it a so-called vaccine. He calls it a bioweapon. And he says that people are dying from it. 50,000 deaths, he said. So we're actually have more deaths due to the vaccine than we did from the virus itself. And the VIRS reporting network on vaccine events, he even says that, you know, you're only getting 1% of that. He expects that the real death count will actually be closer to 600,000, but probably won't be publicized. So be aware of that. I've heard 180 million, so hopefully I'm wrong. Moving along the quack report, 20-year-old Wayne State University pre-med student, her name was Hadley Huffman. She died unexpectedly after she got her second dose of the COVID vaccine. She was, I think, switching schools from Michigan over to Wayne State. And apparently, I guess they needed you to have the vaccine before you went into campus. And she's a very health conscious person. She had no health issues whatsoever. Same thing with this 13-year-old Jacob Klinick. He was also from Michigan, but he died in June, 3 days after he got his Pfizer shot, and he got that at Walgreens. So Jacob died in his sleep, and so I guess an autopsy and so forth being done there. Moderna, a representative, admits the vaccine is experimental and everyone taking it is part of the clinical trial with unknown consequences. So a representative for Moderna has admitted that their company is still conducting a clinical trial. And this is after a patient, a female patient, who received the vaccine, got Guillain-Barré syndrome. Her doctor filled out the forms and sent it in as an adverse event. And so she called in and asked him about it, and he was admitting to her that, yeah. So her name is Rebecca Cruz Estevez. She lives in Philadelphia. And she got her first dose of the Pfizer. Oh, this is another patient in Pfizer. And also she developed Guillain-Barré. So it's not just Moderna. It's also Pfizer drug. There's also acknowledged by the FDA of 100 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome associated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So it does. And if you don't know what Guillain-Barré syndrome, it's they classify it as an autoimmune disorder that attacks your nervous system and paralyzes you. Just wrecks your life. Let's just put it that way. Last but not least, in the quack report, Big Pharma is cashing in on the pandemic. $19 billion just for the Moderna vaccine so far. Moderna is slated to rake in the world record of profits. They're forecasting more than that. So also 25 million. Moderna also got 25 million from the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, back in 2013 to develop their vaccine. So they're doing okay as people suffer, I'm sorry to say. That's the world we're in. But the kingdom of God is even better, so shoot for that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All righty. So, well, you know, the Bible did say in the latter days you'd have plagues. You just didn't know it meant this kind. Man-made ones. All right, let's talk about the drug therapy for healthy patients. You know, usually, technically, ethically, it used to be medicine couldn't really write you a prescription unless you had a disease, an illness. But now they're just throwing that book out the window. New research published in the July 2021 British Medical Journal is stating that doctors can prescribe heart drugs for patients with no heart disease as a type of prevention for later on developing heart disease. So the scientists are stating that their findings are generally favorable to use, let's say, statin drugs in people with no history of heart disease as a prevention treatment. And they write that the risk of the side effects often associated with these type of heart drugs is marginal compared to the, quote, potential benefits of preventing heart disease later on. Now, obviously, their study was a bit weak on their claim with their decision to describe the benefits as, quote, potential benefits. So the definition of potential refers to a currently unrealized ability. In other words, wishful thinking. And what has happened to science, I have to ask, where, you know, they produce therapies without solid evidence, just on a hypothesis. Here's a quote from that journal article. It says, our findings to widely use the statin drugs, so they're going to prescribe it for a lot of things. So our findings to widely use statin heart medications to prevent heart disease suggests the benefit to harm of patients without heart disease is generally favorable. So they say there are risks, but you know, the benefit outweighs the risk. Well, let's see if they actually were able to generate a benefit. There's over 35 million Americans right now taking statin drugs. Okay, but they want to prescribe this drug to another 20 million healthy people without heart disease. Let's get a little bit more information. So the statin heart drugs are prescribed for patients with high cholesterol levels to prevent supposedly heart disease. However, there's really no real scientific studies that prove cholesterol is the cause of heart disease. So they're saying cholesterol causes plaque and that causes heart disease. Actually, if you look at any of these clinical trials on that, it's a hypothesis still. Even a cardiologist will tell you that if they're honest. So statin drugs basically do not effectively prevent heart attacks or strokes. No. So the statin drugs block liver enzymes supposedly used to produce cholesterol. But the human body uses cholesterol, including your brain. So cholesterol is necessary for metabolic functions. So those that are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs often have memory issues. Well, let's look at some of the side effects listed. So the listed side effects of statin drugs are headache, sleep problems, flushed skin, muscle aches, tender joints, muscle weakness, dizziness and drowsiness, nausea and vomiting, abdominal cramps and pain, bloating and gas, diarrhea, constipation, hair loss, peripheral neuropathy, inflamed liver, skin problems, sexual dysfunction, and inflamed pancreas. I want to tell you something. Inflammation, haven't they been pumping out in the news media that inflammation is the cause of cancer? And here you got drugs causing a lot of inflammation. So, some of the serious side effects were listed also. Inflamed muscles that cause muscle damage. Elevated enzymes like creatinine kinase, which is in the muscles and that causes a lot of pain and stiffness all over. Talk about being just really in a bad way. Also, extreme muscle inflammation and damage where the body is very weak and pain develops all over the body, just all over the place. So nobody can touch you. It hurts. So what really is happening with statin drugs is that there is a tissue on a cellular level. The tissue is being broken down, and it's occurring in people taking these drugs, and they feel like they're falling apart because, you know, that's exactly what's happening to their cells. They're falling apart. So such destruction can only lead to a system collapse. Otherwise known as congestive heart failure, and usually that happens within about 10 years on the drug. So statin drugs also do not interact well with other medications or some foods, like you can't take antibiotics, some antibiotics, and you can't have, like, grapefruit. So it's, you know, bad. And here's the thing. You're on the drug for 10 years. And you come down with congestive heart failure, they're not going to associate that heart failure with the drug you've been on. They're just going to say, oh, no, that's not the cause. That was to prevent heart disease. All right. Here are the FDA-approved statins. Here's the names. Lipitor, Levato, no, I'm sorry, I pronounced that wrong. Levalo, Mebicor, Altacor, Zocor, Prevacol, Lescol, and Crestor. So there are the seven beauties of statin drugs there. Here, let me read you this other quote. Now, pay attention, because I just read you the first one, right, when we started. Here's the second quote out of that study, British Medical Journal. It says, for people with existing heart diseases, the benefits of statins far outweigh the risks of the side effects. However, when statins are used by people without a history of heart disease as a prevention, the benefit-to-harm balance of treatment might be less than favorable. So you got two conflicting quotes now in this one study. They're saying it may be less than favorable, but in the beginning, they said it was generally favorable. Now, you know, I know. All right, Frank, I'm being a word Nazi tonight, but hey, those two different meanings. Generally and less than favorable. Two different meanings. So the journal article has two conflicting statements here in using statin drugs as a prevention treatment. So in the study of over 120,000 participants on the drug for 1 year who had no heart disease, there were problems. Oh, seriously, yeah, there were problems. They reported muscle pain, liver problems, kidney problems, and they developed cataracts. Some of them developed cataracts. I mean, these are probably in the 30s. They're not even 40 years of age. All right, here's another quote from the journal article. We agree that routine monitoring of the liver function during treatment is probably warranted as such primary prevention treatment use. So if they're going to use that as prevention for heart disease, they're saying, hey, we got to monitor your liver because, you know, drugs can really destroy livers. So you don't have a problem, but they're saying take this drug so you never have a problem in the future. Oh, and by the way, we got to monitor your liver because the drug may kill your liver. Does that make sense to you? You don't have a problem, but you want to put your liver at risk and treating a non-problem. All right, so the participants were young individuals, and they were on the drug a year. And by the way, being on a drug a year is hardly going to produce solid evidence if it prevents heart disease down the road. Okay, so in order to claim the drug prevents heart disease or strokes as a prevention, the study would need to follow these individuals into the age brackets where people normally develop heart disease And they would also need to have a control group to compare it with, you know, people that weren't taking the drug. So all they really have here is an unproven hypothesis. That's what they have. This hypothesis was also batted around, by the way, in January 2017 by the researchers at Florida Atlantic University. They were saying the same thing. Let's do it as a prevention treatment. So that also got published in the American Journal of Medicine. So if you recall, now, years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, 2018 roughly, I reported that young adults using hair loss drug called Rogaine were experiencing heart issues and blood pressure issues, and they wound up being put on heart drugs. They had congestive heart failure and high blood pressure. So the reason is that the Rogaine was really originally slated as a vasodilator heart medicine, but it didn't function well. It didn't perform well in tests. But they happened to notice that the human volunteers in the test group improved their hair. And so they just remarketed it as a hair loss aid. So that should tell you something about trying to take a heart drug as a prevention treatment, you know, because those folks on Rogaine didn't have heart problems either, but they wound up with them. So let's just think about this a minute. And, you know, medicine knows that about Rogaine, by the way. So if you give a heart drug to someone without heart disease, they're going to wind up with heart disease. So if you give these young folks a heart drug like statin to prevent cholesterol that creates plaque, that gives you strokes and heart attack, they're going to get heart attacks and strokes. They're going to get heart disease. Put them on that drug, that's what they're going to get. Right? Yeah. That's what you're going to get. So this is about money and greed. So, you know, they want like 60 million Americans on statin drugs. They want to double their profit. So they're coming up with scenarios in supposedly research and writing about it in journal articles and pushing your frontline doctors to prescribe statin drugs to prevent heart disease. So you bet these kids, if they go to the doctor for, let's say, a sinus infection, the doctors are going to, you know, ask them about their family history. If they hadn't already told them, or let's say they had told them previously, filling out a questionnaire, and then say, well, I can see in your family tree, you know, you got a history of heart disease, stroke, blah, 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 this and that. You know, you may want to start thinking about, you know, getting on a prevention drug treatment so you don't wind up like your relatives. That's what they're going to hear. That's what they're going to hear. Right, Frank? They're going to hear that. Well, your heart matters. And we have everything we need, actually, to have healthy hearts. Okay? We have to pay attention to the foods we eat and the exercise we're doing or not doing, and avoid the things that promote heart disease. Okay? Really bad diets and sedentary lifestyles. Okay? And stress. And stress. Stress as well. You got to manage your stress better. Now, if you want to find a natural way to deal with all that without getting on a drug that causes a lot of side effects, you may want to look at some cardio strengthening foods and medicinal herbs, because they're out there. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs can help you out. And those types of foods and herbs don't have side effects. Ask the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog. They'll send it to you. You just give them a call. They have in the catalog a section on cardio. And you can just, you know, flip to that page and see for yourself. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you want to dial 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. You definitely want their catalog. It's free. So ask for that. Or you can go on their website at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and you can download the catalog. You just put it in your cart and check out for free, and you'll get in your email a download link. and you can download the catalog if you want to do it that way. And by the way, they're having their summer sale. It's a summer blowout sale, a retro sale. You'll save 20% on orders of $50 or more. Use coupon code SUMMER21 on the website or over the phone or on your order form if you want to mail in an order. And you can save 20%. Now, restrictions apply. Some products are not included in the sale, so you have to call them to ask. And you want to hurry because the sale ends the end of June or July, excuse me, end of July. It's already July, Frank. That is like a blur. Summer has been like a blur to me. So August is around the corner. Frank, where did summer go? So, you know, take advantage of the summer sale and get what you need. By the way, they have some neat things over there at Apothecary Herbs. They have a heart attack pack if you want to get one of those. If, you know, you never know what's going to happen and things aren't available, you definitely want something that'll, you know, cover you in a pinch. So check that out. They have some natural vasodilators. If you want to check that out too, so you don't have to go to the drug therapy with the side effects if you don't want to. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're on the website, sign up for their newsletters. They're free too. They go out each week by email. You have to have email, and you'll get empowered with information each and every week. So thepowerherbs.com. So check that out. I hope everybody liked our special guest, Gary. Gary Edwards that we had on Tuesday. He was interesting about how to age gracefully, right, Frank? If you missed the show, you can hit the archives and pull that up shortly there on AVR or on our website at thepowerherbs.com. And be empowered. That's what it's about. You know, taking the power back and being strong and independent. I like that part, you know. All right, so we're going to take a break in a minute, but coming up here, we're going to be talking about your eyesight. People are having issues. I think there's like an outbreak or pandemic, if you will, of vision issues all of a sudden. I think it has a lot to do with the 5G technology. I really do. So people are looking for ways to protect their vision. And to avoid surgery and drugs. And so we're going to be talking about some of the things that really affect our eyes. And a lot of that has to do with radiation. And boy, are we in a radiation world, Frank, with all this technology, the computers, the routers, the modems, the cell phones, the tablets, the towers, you know, that you drive by. And you take a look at those towers. They look kind of scary to me. They look weird. So we're going to talk about some vision issues and how to protect your eyes, which is really part of your brain. And we got some other things we're going to talk about that will empower you coming up in the next half hour. So you want to stay with us. And while we're on the break, you may want to visit thepowerherbs.com and request a free catalog. It will empower you. So we'll be right back and empower you with more info in just a few minutes.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas. because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here in Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about the technology and how it affects our eyes, because there seems to be some questions as to the effects of some of the technology we're using today in everyday life and how it affects our health and also our vision. Now, we've heard from some neurologists that they feel that the blue screens on computer screens and tablets is really not good for the brain or the eyes and your central nervous system in general. So our eyes are part of our brain due to they are constructed from neurological tissue. And our environment is becoming more of a virtual world every day. So what will the radiation associated with all this technology do to our body? We're going to check it out and see what information we can glean and what are our risks. Now, radiation affects the eyes. There are a lot of studies out there that suggest that radiation coming from your work or home devices can be detrimental to the health of the body. And in one report, it even suggests that metal eyewear or glasses can actually refocus the radiation and increase its devastating cause in higher levels affecting human tissue. So the use of, let's say, smartphones, for example, really haven't been, well, they've been tested, but we haven't gotten all the real information on the safety of them. And then if you kind of push it up against your metal eyeglasses, you can see that you maybe have an issue of safety there. Now, public schools that have installed a lot of devices like Wi-Fi or 5G, using Google platforms to teach classes, required an agreement from the schools to waive or release their rights with regards to these products. So Google platform wasn't going to allow them to use their stuff in school without the school system releasing them from liability. So the terms of these contracts on liability involved things, wording like neglect, lawsuits, claims, expenses, injury, damages, death. All that is waived. The school system waives, you know, any, they don't hold them liable for that. Now, such liabilities to access, let's say, Google using 5G, would also be waived. So the contracts are very explicit that everyone in the public schools exposed to such radiation from these devices on these networks can't file a claim of damages even if they could prove fault or fraud. Here is, well, you know, I think that's not true, Frank. I bet you could file a claim, but I don't know how far you get with it. But here's some quotes. Even if the party knew or should have known that such damages were possible, the party will not be held liable under this agreement for more than $1,000. So that's in the contracts your school systems are signing. Also, they also included other statements like microwave radiation from a smartphone is a confirmed human carcinogen, and the safe amount of carcinogen for human eyes is zero. So children wearing metal glasses could instantly be experiencing a lot more radiation than they should. Oh, that wasn't from the contract. That was from the Ernst Organization of Environmental Health. So your eyes aren't able to tolerate a whole lot of radiation, yet we're pumping them full of it. Now, on some devices, the manufacturer can actually admit that there's a safety concern that you should be aware of. For example, Samsung Gear VR states that seizures or blackouts could be possible. So the flashing lights that affect our neurological system in the virtual reality systems is a problem. And people having seizures are more common in children and even young adults under the age of 20. So children younger than 13 are suggested not to even use the equipment. Manufacturers state that you should not use the virtual reality gear if you have certain conditions or symptoms because it will magnify them. Things like feeling really tired, being sleep deprived, anxious, sick or with a cold or flu bug, have a headache or a migraine or an earache. So, goodness. So the radiation off those devices will magnify those symptoms. Well, let's look at the human brain for a minute. It's not designed to endure persistent exposure to radiation. So today, most professionals rely on their smartphones to remind them of their work schedule, offer travel directions, and even wake them up in the morning, in addition to being a communication device. So never sleep with your devices and never have modems or routers in your bedroom. So don't put your phone under your pillow. Who would do that? You know? I don't know. People are just attached to their phones a lot. Let's see. Dr. Lloyd Morgan, Central Brain Tumor Registry of the United States, that's where he works, he says there is every indication that cell phones cause brain tumors, salivary gland tumors, and eye cancer. The cell phone industry provides a substantial portion of the research funding, which is hidden from the public. So there needs to be some full independent studies to protect the citizens from being damaged with these health hazards of microwave radiation. I agree with that. So you have the cell phone companies are like paying for these studies. You know what's not going to be in there? The bad news. So let's look at your eyes again with all this technology. There's a good question. The University of Chicago tried to answer this question in 1988 when they were suffering from radiation-induced cataracts. So what the masses are experiencing is carcinogenic currents that pass through your eyes. And this is especially risky if you're an infant or a child. So most public schools have introduced Wi-Fi to their campuses. It's on airplanes too, Frank. You can't get away from this stuff. It's in your neighborhood. So Wi-Fi is everywhere. It's in elementary schools and middle and high schools. It's on the airplanes. I can't wait to see it be put on the school bus. You know, just throw it on the school bus because the kids have their phones, see. So I'm being facetious. I am. I don't want it on the school bus. I don't want it in the schools. For that matter, you know, get your kids out of public schools. They're not teaching your kids anything you want them to know. They're not teaching them just math and science and history. They're teaching them really bizarre stuff. So eye damage is now actually a compulsory in the education system, where students are saturated with RF microwave radiation for 8 hours a day during 10 months of the year. Radiation continues, though, with their smartphones and their Wi-Fi in their neighborhoods and their wireless devices at their homes. So it's continuous bombardment. Here's a quote from University of Chicago, 1988. They say microwaves commonly cause anterior and posterior subcapsular opacities in epidemiological studies in human subjects and animals, causing the formation of cataracts. It is scientifically proven that the formation of the cataracts seem to be related directly to the power of the microwave and the duration of exposure. Like cataracts, the microwaves induced by ionizing radiation is associated with damage to the lens cell membranes. DNA is also damaged. Okay, so we talked about cataracts all the time here on the show. Big problem for a lot of people. So one chemist and physician described what a cataract really is, because people just haven't been told. Doctors, you know, your optometrists, they don't really tell you much. They don't tell you much at all. And it's all about what questions you ask them a lot of times. But they'll just say, oh, I see a little cataract forming. It's a baby cataract now. It'll be years before it's a problem. But you know what? I've been hearing a lot from people, Frank, that they hear that, and then before you know it, a couple of years later, the doctors are like saying, you may want to think about cataract surgery. So it's sped up. The development of the cataracts are developing at a faster pace with more radiation. And so what it is, one chemist put it this way, the cells of the lens are dying. It's necrosis of the cells that make up the lens of the eye. That is what a cataract is. So that makes a lot of sense, because radiation is killing the cells. You get a lot of vibration in the cells. Sort of like, think of a microwave oven, and you put a bowl of water in there, and the microwave radiation goes through the water, and all of a sudden it starts to move, you know, and bubble and boil. So we're like cooking ourselves. Some of the epidemiological studies on health when living close to, let's say, cell phone towers using Wi-Fi and other technologies do produce radiation and have shown widespread eye health issues, and they list them: vision abnormalities, inflammation and dry eye, pain and burning of the eyes, eye pressure, floaters, cataracts, deteriorating vision, macular degeneration, and eye cancers. And this is what we're seeing, an explosion of all this. So, you know, this is kind of a crisis, you know. And I think that Japan, Frank, they were saying how 90% of their population is nearsighted now. Everybody's looking at devices up close, and they're, you know, they're just ruining their vision. Now, scientists in 2014 found that with just 1 hour of exposure to this type of radiation from these devices causes oxidative stress on the lens of your eye. So this type of stress easily produces a non-congenial cataract. So this explains why areas of the world with higher intensity of this electromagnetic radiation have higher incidences of cataracts. And studies in 2018, not done by phone companies, did show that 3G cell phone technology radiation damages the retina of the eye. So this destroys visual acuity, gives you blurriness, distortion, macular degeneration, and eventually blindness. So the retina loses its thickness, and the radiation destroys the rods and the cones in the retina. Oh boy. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at, we got a radiation plague is what we have. And so the 5G network is believed to deliver the type of radiation that will increase the temperature in your eye. So this reminds me of what the Bible passages do describe as plagues in the end times. We have in Zechariah 14, it says, "And this shall be the plague. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth." Oh, sounds like a radiation device to me. Maybe not 5G, but, you know. Here's another one. This is by Dr. Rose Adney, International Encyclopedia of Neuroscience, who says 40% of the electromagnetic radiation emitted from cell phones goes directly to the hand and then the head of the user. And your eyes are in your head. And Dr. Om Gandhi, University of Utah, says microwave radiation is delivered deeply into the eye from wireless devices positioned directly against the skull. And this carcinogen energy vibrates the eye tissue at billions of times per second. Children absorb far more of this radiation than adults do. All right, so it's going to benefit us that we be proactive and be upset about that and do something to protect ourselves and our children. It's going to benefit us to reduce the radiation exposure as much as we can, maybe not really subscribing to 5G if you can stand it. Also, you can want to use some foods and supplements with a lot of antioxidants that support eye health. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a few things, and they're coming out with something new in their new catalog next month for eye health, so I definitely want you to check that out. So you'd be amazed how powerful you are with just some plant nutrition working for you. So you want to check them out. Write this website down, thepowerherbs.com. Do check in on that for eye health issues. And if you want to get their catalog, their current catalog's in stock, but the new one's not available yet. That hopefully will be ready sometime in August. So 866-229-3663 is their phone number if you want to get their current catalog. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Some of the nutritional elements that I've seen that they're using is their vitamin mineral plant mix, which is really a super infusion of nutrition and helps the body fight off radiation. So definitely check that out. They have black walnut, which will protect your thyroid from radiation as well, and some other things. So thepowerherbs.com, and that's for your healthcare options. Just became endless. Check them out when you can. Got a few minutes here, and we're going to be talking about cancer for just a minute, because that's a scary diagnosis and people just freak out. And, you know, it is a concern, but we're going to look at some things that help prevent that. One of them is exercise. Being active will, you know, keep cancer at bay. So medical science and the technology surrounding medicine has really implemented a lot of computer programs to predict certain types of disease risks. So predictive programs are being used in a lot of new branches of healthcare to even help identify disease traits or markers. And they'll give you a score of your disease risk in certain areas. So therefore, we are seeing more patient screenings in medicine, which some of them are maybe free, in order to supposedly predict who's going to have developing current diseases. Now, this type of disease prediction technology will revolutionize other industries within health and life insurance, and also employment opportunities. So these are predictive medicine programs. We don't know how accurate they are, but we're supposed to take them at truth. But it's going to impact a lot of industries, life insurance, getting a job, that kind of thing. Even getting healthcare. Here's a quote from the National Institute of Medicine, Institute of Health, February 2020. They said, "Traditionally, predictive medicine was exclusively confined to the realm of genetics. And it was thought that genetics would revolutionize medicine, when in fact it has improved our ability to predict risk of disease. So genetic-based risk prediction has proven limited due to the expensive use of tests not covered by insurance. So most diseases are multifunctional, which means the disease is influenced by genes and lifestyle. Well, and here's the thing. Lifestyle influences your genes. You can change your genes in 6 days with a healthy diet. Absolutely considered fact by science. Now let's look at some of the tests. So there are other confirmations is, you know, medicine uses tests in science and healthcare, but they're not really as accurate as they're promoted to be. Here's a quote from the National Institute of Medicine, National Institute of Medicine, Institute of Health, in February 2020. They said, the biggest problem with predictive medicine is the validity of the test. So there is really no test that is 100% sensitive and 100% specific. Let's just say 100% accurate. Therefore, false positives and false negatives are expected when any test is predicting a disease. So when it comes to genetic tests to predict disease, the cost and the ethics are our major concerns. So with genetics, we can't remove the environment and the lifestyle factor to predict that disease. So the reliability of genetic testing is also not 100%. Listen, any test, you go get x-rays or anything like that or a blood test, there's a 20% error margin built into that. Because who reads the x-rays? A human being. And they're not perfect. They can make mistakes reading the x-ray. So understanding tests, and they're not 100% accurate, and how can anyone really rely on a test to confirm, let's say, viral infections or bacterial infections. Well, when's the last time you took a kid to the pediatrician with an earache and they say, oh, got to put him on an antibiotic? Well, they didn't test that ear infection as a bacterial infection. Could be viral. Antibiotics not going to do a thing. But they don't run tests like that. Well, and they're collecting a lot of big data. So the tests are really highlighting a lot of big data also because test results are entered into databases. So if the data is accurate from the test and the data is entered properly, there's still going to be at least a 20% chance that the diagnosis will be incorrect. Here is a quote again from the National Institute of Medicine. Indeed, they say, there have been several reports regarding the potential miscoding and incorrect diagnostic coding that ultimately can result in inconclusive or potentially incorrect substantiated conclusions. And this is the reality of the limitations of big data. So they're admitting even big data is not accurate. So now June 2020, University of Texas Anderson Cancer Center conducted a study regarding predicting cancer risk and mortality from sedentary behaviors or lifestyles. So the researchers did conclude that the lack of activity being sedentary increases the risk of cancer by about 82%. Here's a quote. They say, we found that the amount of time a person spends sitting prior to a cancer diagnosis is predictive of the time to cancer death. So in their study, they also report that getting at least 30 minutes of physical exercise per day reduces the cancer risk by about 31%. Low-intensity activity like walking reduces the risk by about 8%. The study involved 30,000 adults over the age of 45, and they tracked their outcomes from 2003 to 2013. See, that study had a control group, and they went with these people for a while. Unlike the other study on using statin drugs on people for a year. Yeah. Now, the study involved 30,000 adults, tracked them for 10 years. The research did get published in the June 2020 Journal of the American Medical Association of Oncology. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm no athlete. Well, you don't have to be an athlete. You know, there's a lot of things you can do to keep moving. And you know, I was talking to someone the other day, Frank, and they had such joint pain. They can't run. They can't bike. They can't do anything. I said, well, what about going to a pool and doing pool exercises because the water supports your weight and takes the weight off the joint, and you can do exercises in the pool. So there's always a way to do it. Find the way to do it and keep doing it, because you're gonna reap the benefits. Plus, exercise really improves your mood, your outlook on life, perks you up a bit. So you can find exercise that's not gonna kill you, right? I'm a big fan of classical stretch DVDs. So, I mean, especially as you get older and you get stiff, older people get stiff, those DVDs and classical stretch really protect your posture. You know, you won't be hunched over. Your muscles won't be tight. You can still, you know, move and not feel like you're going to fall. So as we age, we should look into these things that help us stay flexible and agile. You know, you don't have to go overboard on exercise. You just got to, you know, get some in there. So here's some tips for success. If you're not sure what time of day that you should do your exercise workout, you may want to do it in the morning. Workouts when you get too close to the evening can keep you awake. So I do them in the morning. And it'll help perk you up through the whole day. You have more energy through your day. And if you're consistent with that, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, you'll do much better. Your blood pressure will look better as well. So, I mean, if you want blood pressure 100 over 60, do that. Do that. Also people notice your positive changes in you. You'll look better. You'll look more vibrant. And your scale will not be your enemy if you want to weigh yourself. So, if you are like watching the scale, and you're not losing weight, and you've been maybe you're picking up muscle mass, so you're trading the fat for muscle mass. So don't freak out; the scale hasn't moved. So understand that those things happen, and you're getting more muscle mass. You're toning up. You'll notice it in the way your clothes fit. Dress sizes you'll go down in, or pant sizes you'll go down in, but maybe the scale hasn't changed that much. So you're changing fat to muscle mass. Toning the body. So you've got some options out there. You also have some wonderful herbs that will give you some stamina. If you want to use some herbs that give you stamina, I love the ginseng herbs, American and Siberian ginseng. So now if you have a heart condition, you may not be able to tolerate the ginsengs because they are a bit of a cardio stimulant. So be aware of that. If you need to wake up in the morning and you want to try to get away from caffeine, try some brain rejuvenating herbs. So look at the product called Brain Concentrate. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. That'll get you going in the morning. They have some things like, you know, to avoid having to take drugs for, you know, emotional issues. You might want to take some herbs that help you with emotional stress, that help you deal with and cope with stress better, so you don't have to take those drugs. They have some fabulous formulas over there. And again, if you get a little pain from overdoing it in the garden or working out on the treadmill, they do have some deep tissue rubs too that give you more range of motion and take that, give that flexibility a lift, and you're not in as much discomfort. So check out the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a lot of this and more. So if you have questions, you can email them or give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com, having their summer retro sale. So you can buy at their 2018 prices and get 20% off, through the end of this month with the code, coupon code SUMMER21. Some restrictions apply, and your cart total has to be $50 or more to get the discount. New catalog for them is coming out next month, but the prices are going up, as everything else is. So save now, stock up now at 2018 prices, plus get 20% off. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.